show. Like, he opened the show with Where Is My Mind and played a whole bunch of Pixie songs, which I hear that he doesn't do anymore.
Yeah,
but it would have been 2001, I guess.
Sure, yeah.
It was a good show.
Yeah.
I think it was the Milky Way in Amsterdam.
Cool.
I think that's it for our show, right?
Pretty much, yeah. I think it's been a joy and a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it was fun. Maybe we'll do it again sometime.
Oh, yeah. That'd be nice.
Maybe get our own show or something.
Oh, yeah. We're going to leave you with one last song. And this is a song I think that should get played to every kid as they grow up, from like kindergarten all the way up. Although the song's actually about teenagers, it's just such a great song and what rock and roll's all about. This band is an Irish band and they're called The Undertones, and this is the classical Wonderful Teenage Kicks.
All right, cheers. Thanks for listening, everybody.
To Jason and Seth, Teenage Kicks. Good Friday choice, fellas. That is the CITR Listener Hour, which will now be noon till 1 o'clock. That's right, listener. You can program your own show. To find out more, go to CITR.ca or ask a volunteer at a CITR radio sponsored event. It's August, Friday the 13th. You obviously know where the rockin', shakin', and hollerin' is going on, because you're locked into the Barn Burner on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm your co-pilot and head bombardier for the next hour, one Mr. Bobby the Badger. Before we take flight, I would like to salute my brother in rock and roll arms, Mr. Big Bad Bryce Dunn, host of Third Time's a Charm, airing on Tuesday mornings, right here on CITR. Bryce did an outstanding job hosting the Barn Burner last week when I was at a wedding in Okotoks, Alberta. He played the Jeff Beck Group, the Pine Toppers, Old School Jay Giles. That is why Bryce is part of the Unholy Rock and Roll trifecta, along with Frank from Rock and Roll Radio Agogo and myself. Just think of us as your little rock and roll Illuminati. I needn't tell you about the inherent strength of triangles and pyramids. You get the drift. So, Bryce, yeah, thanks very much, bud, and I'm glad you had a good time. Bryce's episode, along with all of mine, are available for podcast at CITR.ca or at BobbyFerris.com. And by the way, the wedding in Okotoks was badass. It was great. And I got a chance to wear my bolo tie, which is always a good time. Let's kick it into gear. Here's a track from a rock and roll outfit based out of Philly. They're called J. Roddy Walston and the Business. The track is called Don't Break the Needle. I'll be greasing it up for the next hour, so stick around.
I bet your sick leg for a serpentine in red. Elevate your tricep, your armada in bed. And you're sitting on the gold mine, shooting up the whole time, cleaning up the refuse of your plaid shirt and coke line. Now I've been pulling thread, doing all kinds of evil. Now you hate me, baby, but don't break the needle.
Bad. sweeping the floor. She just swept that too. There's a dead area on the gutter. Could relate to it. So he fills up his lungs with smoke, and he fills up his guts with beer. Cause the wet for her is still happy out, but the second last call around.
Thank you.
Being that it's Friday the 13th, I started thinking about Black Cats, and then I thought about bands with black in their name. So I put together a little set list of songs by bands with black in their name. So I'm going to start that set off pretty soon. Before that, we had Jay Bennett with Second Last Call from his posthumous album, Kicking at the Perfume Dare. Sadly, Jay passed away last year of an accidental overdose. You can pick up this album with a recommended donation at jbennett.org. Before that was Rock and Roll Queen by Ian Hunter and Mott the Hoople from their self-titled debut album. Ian Hunter, the man who never takes his shades off. So, yeah, let's get on to that set list compiled of bands with black in their name. This one is called Telephone. It's from the Black Angels, from their fourth coming album, Phosphine Dream. Let's get her going.
Energy resources are limited. Luckily, it's easy for students like you to conserve energy.
Woke up late for class? Buy some time in the morning by taking a shorter shower. Cut down by 1 minute every day and save enough to fund your daily caffeine fix for over a week. Plus, you save on electricity and water. Install a water-saving showerhead to save even more.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
sound. Something's wrong with my heart. Don't let out those words that you'll be sorry for. Choose your arguments well. That's it. I'm in love. I'm in love.
CITR 101.9 FM is proud to support the Latin Summerfest on Sunday, August 15th from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. at Trout Lake Park. Come enjoy music, browse the artisan market, and enjoy delicious Latin food. The Latin Summerfest, Sunday, August 15th at Trout Lake Park in East Vancouver. For more information, visit latinsummerfest.org.
To end the set of bands with black in their names, we had The Blacks from Chicago, Illinois, off of the Bloodshot Records label. The name of that song was I'm in Love, just like the old Wilson Pickett Rhythm and Blues song. That's right. Before that, we had the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club off of their latest album, Beat the Devil's Tattoo. And after the Black Angels, we had Vancouver's own Black Mountain. So that was The Blacks, the Black Rebel Motorcycle Club, The Black Angels, and Black Mountain. Why am I repeating myself? I'll tell you. I have two tickets to give away to the Hold Steady, August 19th, 2010, at the Vogue Theater. So I will take the first caller. The number is 604-822-2487. Now what you have to do is name all the bands I just played with black in their name, or at least give it the old college try. So again, the number is 604-822-2487. That is 604-UBC-CITR. So with the Hold Steady in mind, let's play one off their next album, or their latest album, Heaven Is Whenever. This is Rock Problems on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Drive. So we caught up the guy, and when it comes, we're gonna
All right, that was the Future Birds out of Athens, Georgia, with Battle for Rome off of their new album, Hampton's Lullaby. Congratulations to Dirk Seymour for snagging those Hold Steady tickets and getting all the band names right. Well done, buds. One good Southern band deserves another, one that I've recently been turned on to. Here's Tennessee's Glossary with the track Almsgiver off their new album. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Drove a car, never had a penny to her name. And if she had enough of something, then she'd give the rest away. Yeah, but people, they die, they just disappear. Well, maybe they just need to get the hell out of here. And Daddy was as mean as a wild dog, as sharp as the edge of a blade. He could con a flood into thinking that it needed rain. But he was never that happy or satisfied, never felt like he had been made. And he let Mama know it with a hand right across the face. Yeah, but people they die, or they just disappear. Well, maybe they just need to get the hell out of here. Like the ocean, biggest thing I'd ever seen. And she loved me all day like her blood was made of gasoline. Daddy never knew just what he had, 'cause he was too busy being mean. And now I don't have a mama and he don't have no one to beat. Yeah, 'cause people, they die, yeah, they just disappear. Well, maybe they just need to get the hell out of here. People, they die, well, they just disappear. Well, maybe they just need to get the hell out of here.
what the fuck is this?
You're growing in my head.
You're the man, you're the man.
CITR Friday afternoons from 2 till 3:30 for Radio Zero, where your host DJ brings you an eclectic mix of new international pop, ranging from the most fashionably disaffected to the brightest sugar-coated music around, along with a good measure of vintage new wave, punk, and disco to kick off your weekend. That's Radio Zero, Friday afternoons at 2 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Yes, Radio Zero will be happening today because Cam just walked into the studio, so we do have one of the dynamic duo in here with us. Right before the PSA, we had the Jim Jones review with the Princess and the Frog. Before that, we had a track from Joey Kaiser, who is actually the lead songwriter vocalist for the band Glossary that you heard. His solo project is called The All Night Review, and the name of that track was called The Big Ocean, and that one goes out to my cousin Carrie in Calgary, Alberta, because she requested it via email, which you can do. All you have to do is get me at bobby@bobbyferris.com. Cam was speaking about the cartoon and comic festival that is happening.
No.
Sorry. Am I okay?
Get me in here.
Okay, Cam's coming in. We have to discuss this.
Okay. Hey, how's right. everybody doing? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. Oh,
okay.
You're good.
Good. It's not a comic festival. It's called Anime Evolution.
Okay,
thank
sorry.
You very much.
And again, you know, I'm a bit of a, I'm definitely more of a rookie of the station than Cam is, so I haven't spent as much time on campus, but I take this as like a fairly, as a yearly event. Right?
It happens once a year.
Once a year.
And
I wish everybody out there could see the earnestness in Cam's eyes right now. It made his day.
It didn't make my day. It made my whole year. I missed Anime Evolution last year.
Okay.
I don't know where I was, but anyway, Tyler told me about it, and he said that there was like, he got hit by some guy practicing sword moves, and there's like, okay, so what is it? Anime Evolution is like, it's like Comic-Con, I guess.
Yeah, that's what when Scotty was in here with the Scenic Drive, he was talking about it was kind of like, you know, I guess Vancouver's version of Comic-Con. I see that there's a registration form here to be had, which, you know, if you're not here, then you don't know about it. But it's but these people are serious. Like, you're right, I've already seen, like, laser sword fencing.
Man, I just took, okay, I'll show you the picture I just took. There are these two dudes. I have no idea because I don't know anything about anime. I know, like, Akira.
That's yeah, that's like me too.
Like, these guys would be so mad at me if they knew. But, so there's these dudes outside. They're dressed in, like, how do I describe this? I'm looking at the picture right now. One guy's dressed in all white and one guy's dressed in all black. And the guy who's, they both have, like, jello in their hair, like, spiking it out.
Yeah.
And the guy in all white has, like, a long trident on a stick.
Oh,
with, like,
wow.
With, like, lights on the end of it.
Like Neptune style.
Yeah, and then, but he's wearing, like, he looks like he's wearing, like, a disco suit or something. And then The guy who's in all black has these types of knife sword things that I've never seen before. They're like what Raphael from Ninja Turtles had, but like
I think those are termed
fast-forwarded like 3,000 years.
Yeah, you know? In kung fu terminology, I think those are known as size.
Size?
Well, yeah.
I don't know if these ones are size.
And I think my wife actually has a pair from back in her days of. Yeah, I know. I don't mess with her because I think she actually knows how to use them too from back in her days of Taekwondo and Okotoks.
Apparently, they're difficult to use because you have to get really close to people. If someone's trying to fight you with a sword and you're fighting them with a Sai,
I mean, if I was one of the Ninja Turtles, Sai wouldn't have been my first choice, you know?
I never played with Raphael when I played it on Nintendo because I wanted to be as far away from the Foot Clan as possible.
Oh, of course, man.
I'm like, using Donatello. Get the bow staff in there.
And they always say, you know, the Splinter always say, like, the size of the weapon for disarmament. I'm like, I'm sorry, but if you got a big-ass sword, your hands are getting chopped off.
Totally.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man. Okay, so you want to hear something funny?
Yes.
Okay, so a friend of mine is, he's going to Singapore in 2 weeks for a 2-year master's program.
Okay.
And I was talking to him, and I was like, oh, you better watch out. They take things pretty seriously in Singapore. They will whip your ass.
No spitting gum on the ground or any of that type of stuff.
I think you can't even buy chewing gum in the country.
No, I don't think so.
Anyway, so he's going there, and he has some family that grew up there, and he's got like two cousins or whatever. And his cousin got in trouble. He was like spray painting or something or something. Yeah, I don't know. You know, like whatever. Like some sort of a kid thing to do.
Yeah.
And he got busted. Hey, there's Tyler. He got busted, and so they were going to whip him, right? Or, like, cane him.
Cane him with, like, a big bamboo cane. Yeah.
Oh.
That's some scary stuff. We're not accustomed to, like, corporal punishment in Canada.
No, not at all. But,
Well, Tyler's got some funky stuff going on with the cell phone. I liked it.
Hello. Okay.
There's dudes that are employed, and their sole occupation is the guy that whips your ass. And they're so good at it that it's like a... What do you call that kind of thing where, it's not like a master-apprentice system, it's like passed down from father to son type thing, like only a few people know how to cane.
Oh, exactly, yeah. I know what you mean, it's a squireship almost,
yeah,
you know
like,
what I mean,
I really
where you train under your father and it's passed, wow.
Sort of, yeah, like you train for like a long, long time and then you're like, there's like 5 people in the country that are awesome at it, you know?
I know my dad was pretty good at lickings, I'm not sure if he learned from his grandpa, but I'm pretty sure.
Too. Back when beating your kids was cool.
But I don't think it was like designated, it's like, oh, John Richard, I passed down the glorious belt to you.
I don't think so either.
No.
My mom was pretty handy with a wooden spoon.
Yeah, my mom was all about the scraper. The wooden spoon. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, the spatula. Yeah.
Don't worry, Mom. I'm not saying they're telling Radioland that you beat your kids. You threatened, really. That was about, that was it. Mom said people are going to be like, Sandy! Yeah, sorry.
So these guys are wicked at whipping ass.
All right.
So my friend's cousin got caught doing the spray painting or whatever, so they sentenced him to, usually if you do like a, because they take stuff pretty seriously, but usually get sentenced to between 3 and 5 lashes for something like vandalism, or if you, broke into a car, or like, you know what I mean? Like, things that often people screw up doing when they're young.
Yeah.
So, his cousin got sentenced to 5 lashes, which is, he thought it was a bit of a stiff punishment, but whatever. So, he described the experience to my friend Ted, and they 4-point harness you, so your arms are like out to your sides. You can't move. You're like tied up.
Right.
And then they pull your pants down.
Yeah.
And this guy, and they actually do whip your ass. It's not your back. They hit you in the ass.
It's your cheeks.
They hit you right in the cleft.
Right.
Yeah. This guy is not, it's not like he has like a bat or like even a switch of bamboo.
Okay.
It's like a 15-foot long bamboo pole.
Like Donatello, speaking of like kind of almost, longer, right?
Donatello's punishment system.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of. And this guy, you're tied up, and this guy takes like 30 running steps. It's in this huge room.
Wait a second, you're telling me that he gets momentum to hit you
like
across the
head of steam. He gets up ahead of steam, and then he's like, yeah! And then wastes you in the ass. And I guess these guys are so good, they're so well-practiced or whatever, that they never hit the same spot twice because it wouldn't make any sense because you're already numb, right?
Right, yeah.
So the guy lines up and wastes my friend's cousin, And then he does it again, and he, you know, you start bleeding. It's free. You know, he said it's like unbearable.
Like, I just got here. People are is this someone's parents or is this someone signing up for this?
No, this is what happens in Singapore.
No, Singapore. This actually came from a conversation that was started off by Anime Evolution. I think it went from like
we should get some of those people and get them on the show. They've got cool costumes.
Oh, yeah, tell me about
really
it.
Cool
yeah.
costumes.
So, I was so pumped when I rode up here today. I was
man. I know.
Needless
I
to say, I'm not going to go to Singapore without like.
But this, here's the kicker.
Okay.
So. They never hit the same spot twice, and because the pain is so unbearable, people often pass out after two lashes because they'll hit you, and then they'll hit you like an eighth of an inch higher in the you know like and
yeah because the accuracy so like, is just yeah, like
they're,
pinpoint.
They're awesome. They've been doing this. They've been whipping people's ass for every day for their life, and so instead of like hitting you and then you pass out and they finish off the lashes, they do like pure abuse style. They hit you, you pass out, they nurse you back to health, they, like, let you down off the lashes, and then they, like, put you to bed, let you sleep it off, and then they wake you up and they, like, give you some warm milk or whatever, and then they tie you back up
and whip you.
Finish the lashes. You have to be conscious to get all your lashes in before your sentence is carried out. Can you imagine that? That's like a whole weekend of getting your ass whipped.
Wow. What? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Wow.
Jeez.
Yeah. That is. I didn't realize that it was so rigorous. That's crazy.
So rigorous, yeah.
That is very rigorous so, punishment.
Yeah.
As the spankings go,
they're,
man.
They're serious people.
Yeah.
They're serious.
There you have it. That's what.
So anyway, I'm going to send him some gum for Christmas.
Yeah. I think, yeah. Just make sure you don't spit it out anywhere.
Wait, somebody you know this happened to?
Yeah, it was my friend Ted who lives in Calgary. His cousin grew up in Singapore, and he got whipped because he got caught spray painting on a building.
Oh my God!
Yeah, wow. He got 5 whips for it.
Wow!
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
That is absolutely crazy. I mean, I'm actually surprised that there hasn't been like you know people like you know in terms of human rights violations. I mean, that is some crazy ass medieval
stuff. Whipped.
You're getting whipped until you pass out
by a full grown man at a run.
So kids out there, when you are getting threatened by your mom and her wooden spoon, okay, no big deal. Deal,
yes,
okay,
at stop least, bloody
yeah, or no TV tonight.
Yeah, or no TV. Or you get a timeout. At least you're not in Singapore.
Yeah.
On that note, do you want me to line up another song? Are you ready to go?
I'm ready. I'm ready.
Okay, to ready to go.
What is this, right.
Ladies and gentlemen.
This is Uproot Andy's remix of Los Racas, and the song is called Abrázame.
Los Racas.
And if anybody likes dancehall, you'll recognize the Hold Your Rhythm from Egyptian. But anyway, this is a song that I seriously can't get out of my head. Is the mixer up? There you go. All right, Radio Zero.
Kids, Radio Zero. Here we go. Take it easy.